Everybody, give it up for Carl again, everybody. All right, coming to the stage. This guy, I met him last night. This guy got a lot of great information for you. Trust me, he almost blew the top off my brain last night. His name is Adam Ettinger. He's the DCMJ Social Action Director.
Thank you. All right, guys, I live in Washington, D.C. That's where I come from. And we legalized marijuana there in 2014. I feel like when I leave Washington, D.C. and I go to places that are not legal, it's like going back in time a little bit. It's like seeing the world before legalization. And so this is tripping me out. I'm looking at this rally. This is going to be the last rally where marijuana is not legal in Massachusetts. Right? No doubt, right? Come on, I want to hear everybody here. You're going to vote? All you have to say is yes. You're going to vote?
Yes.
Are you going to vote?
Yes.
Come on, louder. You're going to vote?
Yes,
yes, you're going to vote. And you're going to vote out all those guys who've been working against you. You're not going to forget them. They better shut up before Election Day, right? We're watching every single politician and how they behave in the next 60 days. Okay? You're going to come out and try to undermine a public referendum on a problem that you created? Well, you're going down with the problem, Mr. Politician. That's what it's about, right? We are about political power here today. This isn't just hanging out in the park and getting high. Where's Malia? Where's Malia? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Malia Obama. She registered to vote in Washington, D.C., and everybody in D.C. is freaking out about it. You know why? Because we're a colony. Because we don't have voting representation in Congress. And if we did, you'd be able to drive down to Washington, D.C. right now and buy marijuana. But you can't. Because some guy from Utah and another guy from Maryland interfered in our local laws. But we passed legalization. Yes, you can grow marijuana at home in Washington, D.C. Same, you're going to have home cultivation here. Yes, let me hear you say yes. Yes. Come on, let me hear you say it. Yes. You're going to be growing marijuana at home. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to put thousands of dollars into your pocket. What politician is promising to put thousands of dollars into your pocket? Because you're going to save money, right? Who cares about the business for a second? It's about the consumers. These are the consumers right here. Yeah, people want to get rich and keep the price of marijuana nice and high. But in the long run, the price of marijuana needs to come down. And then you can use that money for something more important. Cheaper marijuana means you more money in your pocket. Don't let the politicians turn it into an exclusive thing. White-only club. I know all the African-American pot smokers here know that, right? You heard what happened down in Maryland? They issued licenses for medical and not a single minority owner. And now there's a backlash. People are talking about overturning that law and starting all over. In Washington, D.C., we have taxation without representation. We also have legalization without commercialization. Legalization is not tax and regulate. Let's be 100% clear. Tax and regulate is something else. Legalization is about rights. It's about mothers not being threatened because they're pregnant and using cannabis. It's about sick people having a choice of what medicine they're going to use. Legalization is about home cultivation. It's about every adult having the right to grow this plant and to share it with anyone they like who's an adult. So this, I'm going to be wrapping up now because I have to let other speakers come in, right? I got a minute? Okay, I just want to say, I'm inspired. I have never been to a Freedom Rally before, and I've been a cannabis activist for 20 years. I've never come north to this before. I want to thank you so much that my first experience with all of you and I is to be able to speak to you. Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps, I work for them. I've worked with them now for like 16 years. Dr. Bronner's has given almost $5 million to legalization. Support companies that are actually making activism, that are making it happen, making it change. They support our legalization initiative in D.C. They're supporting Massachusetts. So support those brands. There's a lot of other good, great companies. The companies you see here are all supporting. So, yeah, we are a movement. We're strong. We're one of the strongest movements in America. And now my time is up, and I just want to say thank you. And can I hear one more time that three-lettered word, Y-E-S? Can I hear it?
Yes!
Thank you.
Everybody, give it up for Adam. God damn, that boy can talk, can't he? That boy can say a lot of words.